Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful.
وقال الرسول يا رب إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا
And the messenger will say, O my Lord, verily my people deserted this Qur'an.
The 30th verse of the chapter states, وقال الرسول يا رب إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا
وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا من المجرمين وكفى بربك هاديا ونصيرا
Thus have we made for every prophet an enemy among the criminals, but sufficient is your Lord as a guide and a helper.
Brothers and sisters, we discussed the 30th verse of the chapter. And we can now move on to the next verse. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ And thus, we appointed for every prophet an enemy from among the sinners. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا And sufficient is your Lord as a guide and a helper. So, this noble verse is here to sympathize with the Prophet. You may remember in the previous verses, we discussed how some people are abandoning reading the Qur'an and thinking about its contents and verses. Some people have neglected the Holy Qur'an and abandoning reading the Qur'an, preferring other books to this Holy Qur'an, not setting it as a pivot, and not pondering it, not teaching it to others, and not applying it in our daily lives. These are extensions of that negligence of the Holy Qur'an. Even the one who learns the Qur'an but does not pay attention to it, does not look at it, and does not feel responsible for it, he also has neglected the Holy Qur'an. But this 31st verse of the chapter, for sympathizing with the Prophet ﷺ, who faced atrocious position of enemies, says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ We appointed for every prophet an enemy from among the sinners. So it is not only you who have faced severe animosity of this group. All prophets were in such positions that a group of wrongdoers stood against them. And you, as our holy prophet, are not alone. You are not without supporter. The verse continues saying, كَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا Sufficient is your Lord as a guide and a helper. So Neither can their temptations mislead the Holy Prophet, because Allah guides him, nor their conspiracies can defeat him, because Allah is his supporter, because Allah is his helper. He whose knowledge is supreme and his power is above all others. This Prophet has faced many difficulties, many challenges and problems.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
You may remember in the beginning of this chapter, we started with the pretext of the polytheists and unbelievers. Some verses said, وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيَكُونَ مَعْهُ نَذِيرًا. They said, we need a kind of prophet that is above us. Why doesn't he have an angel with him? Why does he eat like us? Why does he walk about in the markets? And then at the end, they called him a man bewitched. إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا. They used to tell each other. But the Almighty Allah answered them, أُنظُرْ كَيْفَ ضَرَبُوا لَكَ الْأَمْثَالِ فَضَلُّوا. Behold how they strike similitudes for you, but they have gone astray. فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ سَبِيلًا. They shall not be able to find a way. One of the ways they will not be able to find a way to the truth is that Almighty Allah is your supporter and they don't have supporter. They believe in idols, and those idols cannot meet even the needs of themselves, let alone those worshippers, idol worshippers. So that is why in this verse, the Almighty Allah is somehow sympathizing with the Holy Prophet and saying that every kind of prophet sent on earth has had problems, and you are not alone in this. And since you are on the right path, you are on a mission from the Almighty Allah to invite people to monotheism, to inform people of the existence of hereafter and the day of resurrection, كَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. Sufficient is your Lord as a guide and a helper. So, in these hard times, only being a guide is not enough. You also have to be a helper if you truly want to reach salvation and prosperity. And this is what the Almighty Allah has done with its Holy Prophet. So, although some enemies exist, but he is sufficient because he is a guide and at the same time a helper. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.